Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You can't write the NFL story without Eli Manning.
In the 100 years of the NFL, there's no chance you know what the other quarterback to win two championships in New York is besides you.
It's got to be Ed Donowski, right?
You read my notes on the way over here.
Well, you should have left them out.
I do remember kind of telling you this covers that the 49ers like to play on third and long. Yeah. So, yeah, I remember you kind of waving to me like, thanks for that one.
Thanks.
I thought I had a pretty good streak going. You, of course, broke that.
Eli Manning making his 209th consecutive start passing his brother, Peyton.
All right, Golic and Wingo with you, ESPN Radio, ESPN News. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Those, of course, the sounds from the Peyton's Places, which you can see on ESPN Plus. They're funny, they're hilarious, and one of the most recent episodes had Peyton and little brother Eli and Archie, along with Dan Marino, which makes all the sense in the world because in just a couple of hours, Eli Manning will officially retire from the NFL as a New York Giant, and to help us talk about that and what Eli has done, we are delighted to be joined by someone who may know a thing or two about Eli Manning.
A little bit.
Big brother Peyton Manning, two-time Super Bowl winner, five-time NFL MVP, joins us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Peyton, thanks for being with us this morning and a way to try and steal some of Eli's glory today.
Well, I waited to the last possible minute, and classic Eli for doing this press conference on Friday. You know, he didn't want to in the way of Derek Jeter's Hall of Fame announcement, and didn't want to do it during a playoff game week, and so he picked this Friday, you know, which is kind of the end of the week, and just kind of typical Eli, just trying to kind of do it the right way. So real proud of him. It's a happy day. Certainly, it's a celebration, but certainly as one of his biggest fans and supporters, it's sad because I'll miss watching him play. He really was kind of my favorite player, as you heard, to watch after my dad and after Dan Marino. And it's been a great time to reflect the past couple of days.
And, of course, we'll have the Eli Manning press conference live on ESPN2 at 11 a.m. Eastern when it begins. And, look, I think we sort of all gloss over this because you guys have been in the league for so long and your dad had played. It really is amazing when you sit back and think what the two of you have accomplished and the way Eli did it. Well, you know, basically being there, one team, the captain, all those seasons, only managerial moves took him out of the lineup. He was able to stay in for all those games.
Well, that's the goal for any player, I think, should be. I'm sure Mike would agree to play for the same team your entire career, especially a quarterback, especially when you're the number one draft pick. I mean, you know, Elway got to do it. Dan Marino got to do it. Aikman got to do it. It's certainly what I wanted to do. I got injured early. The Colts, you know, wanted to go in a different direction. And so I had to move. But Eli loved playing quarterback. But I think more than that, he loved being the quarterback for the New York Giants. He really took a lot of pride in it. That's where he wanted to go. He certainly had a bullseye on his back after the draft and getting to the Giants. But he delivered and he answered. And just the way he handled himself at the draft, I mean, my parents were dying. My dad was biting all of his fingernails. You know, what are the Chargers, Giants going to do? Eli just as calm and cool as could be. And just that demeanor just served him so well throughout his time in New York. And it was certainly tough early. And like I've always said, when you're the number one pick in the NFL draft, you're going to a team that has earned the number one pick in the draft. And it was not going to be easy early on, but he kind of weathered the storm. And he kept fighting and kept staying calm and cool and obviously got it going when they had that incredible Super Bowl run back in, you know, Super Bowl 42.
Talking to Peyton Manning again about his brother Eli, who's going to retire again, 11 o'clock ESPN2. You'll be able to hear when he steps to the podium. Peyton, you know, when one of the greats retires, all the numbers that go with it, we all see them, that they're evident to see. But from you to talk about Eli as a football player, but also as a brother, what impressed you the most about his long career?
His toughness, his accountability, his leadership and his calmness under pressure. I mean, you know, to take a team in two-minute drills to win the Super Bowl, beating the greatest dynasty of all time, and, you know, to beat what I always called the two-headed monster. When you play the Patriots, you got to score points to beat Tom Brady, but you got to try to figure out how to score points on the greatest defensive mind out there in Bill Belichick. And that team that year, Mike, was loaded. They beat us that year. We were both undefeated. We played, and that Patriots team beat us. They were the real deal. So the fact that Eli was so calm and cool in throughout that whole game, but especially that two-minute drill, and everybody talks about the great escape play and hits Tyree on the helmet catch, but if he doesn't hit Smith for a third down conversion two plays after that, if he doesn't hit Burris for the touchdown, that helmet catch is all for naught. Nobody knows about it. But Eli stayed calm. He stayed in the moment. I mean, I'm up there hyperventilating because I can't believe what just happened. You know, how he got out of this sack, but he kind of delivered and he finished the job. And so when you do a 2-minute drill like that in a Super Bowl, it keeps you pretty calm in a Week 4. 2-minute drill against the Cowboys. You kind of say, hey, I've been here before in bigger moments. My teammates have been here, or they believe that I've been in here in this situation, and you can just use that situation to your advantage the rest of your career. And so when he got there 4 years ago, same deal. Hey, I've been here before, and sure enough, he does it again to that same team. So just the fact he stayed so calm in those 2-minute drills, his toughness, you know, he never talked about being injured. Mike, you know, nowadays we got guys tweeting MRIs, tweeting their X-rays. They talk about their hurt before the game, and what they kind of are doing are covering themselves, right? If they play well, you guys are going to go, how did he play so well? He had a bad ankle. If he didn't play well, you go, well, he had a bad ankle. That's an excuse. Eli never talked about it. He just played, but I'm telling you, a couple times he had a foot, he had a shoulder. He had no business playing. He was badly injured, but it just the toughness of answering the bell, of being there for his teammates, and he didn't talk about it before, didn't talk about it after. I appreciate that. And lastly, his accountability of answering the bell every single Sunday, of being there for his teammates. You know, when they're drafting you with the number one pick, they're drafting you to be there and to give that team their return on investment. He wanted to be there for the Giants. And so as a quarterback, those are all the things that I respect, and certainly as his brother, you know, so much love and admiration for the way he handled himself, for being such a good community citizen there in New York, helping to try to beat cancer, giving back to Mississippi and New Orleans. He, as John Mara said, truly was a giant off the field as well, and that certainly makes me proud as his brother.
Former 5-time NFL MVP Peyton Manning joining us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Again, you can catch his brother Eli Manning's retirement announcement at 11 a.m. on ESPN2. And Peyton, it's so fun for us to hear you talk about the emotion of watching your brother. I was fortunate to play with my brother in high school and college at Notre Dame. And I always wondered for you, how did you balance that relationship of seeing your brother as a teammate, as a peer on that stage versus as a quarterback? Heard you guys discussing coverages, trying to tell him and give him advice for upcoming games. How did you balance the nature of that relationship as a peer and as your sibling?
Well, sure, Mike. Great question. And, you know, for me, I got to kind of see Eli develop in these stages. When I was in college, I go back to see him play once a year in high school on our bye week. I get drafted in the NFL. I'm going back to Ole Miss once a year to see him play. And I'm seeing him each year being more mature, stronger, bigger, just more developed as a quarterback. And it was just fun to see this growth. And now he gets into the NFL and obviously keeping up with his career. And I used to really struggle. I used to be, let's say we had a Sunday night game and the Giants were playing at, you know, 1 o'clock. So I'm watching the game in my hotel room. I'm standing up on top of my couch. I'm yelling at Toomer or Plaxico for not coming back to the ball. I want to rip Joe Buck's face off or saying something negative about my brother. I mean, I'm literally in a full
sweat. It's always
sweat.
Joe Buck, man.
I'm in a full sweat in the hotel room. I'm like, what am I doing? I got a game here in 5 hours. I got to calm down. So I was a fan of his, and I enjoyed watching his career in the NFL. I only really got to see him play in person while I was playing just a couple times in the Super Bowls. And I was, obviously those were great moments. Playing against him, Mike, Eli and I really did not enjoy that much because we've always had each other's backs. We've always pulled for each other. Nobody supported me better than Eli and vice versa. So to play against him, we didn't really enjoy that. I will say, I told this yesterday, this story, that for all three games, just pure coincidence, he and I are lined up right across from each other on the same yard line singing the national anthem. And you kind of take a moment and say, now, wait a minute, this is pretty special. We're playing in front of 85,000 people up here in Indianapolis or New York, and that's my little brother running the same yard line singing the national anthem. So if anything, it made me even prouder to have been in that moment with him. That's always a memory I'll keep with me.
Absolutely. And then, of course, back-to-back years, you guys won the Super Bowl and became the Super Bowl MVP, which was something that was absolutely phenomenal. Although you retired with most of the records, he did get you on one, which was a good one. He calls bank now. You know, he retires as the all-time earner in NFL history. Now, you're in a good spot.
Yeah.
You're at number two, but he got you.
That's a good one. And, you know, it's really – I hope I don't get in trouble for doing this interview. I realize Progressive is your sponsor nationwide. I hope doesn't fire me, but hopefully they can maybe step it up a little bit and try to get me closer to Eli. But
yeah, I think you're doing fine.
I'm real proud of Eli and the other thing he's got me on, which, you know, he every now and then he'll just maybe throw a little reminder if prompted, but being one of five guys to be Super Bowl MVP twice or more, when you join a list like Bart Starr, Terry Bradshaw, Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Eli Manning, that kind of a sort of elite company and kind of ends most conversations on what have you done recently at dinner. And so like I said, it's been a great time to reflect. I know a lot of people during this time, they look forward and they, you know, make these debates. For me, these past couple days and maybe even past week when I kind of had a pretty good idea of what Eli was going to do, it's been a great time for me to reflect.
It's the Jeff Calkins Show.
Someone else tweeted this morning, there is no comp for Ja Morant. He is a lightning bolt. The comp, not to humans. They go to physical forces.
Morant into the front court. Oh. Behind the back dribble. Drops for Jackson. Oh! A left-handed hammer on Ja Morant.
Natural phenomena.
The Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. This is 92.9 FM ESPN. All the names, all the games. Memphis' sports station.
Feeling flu-ish? Get a flu test at MedPost Urgent Care. The sooner the better. Visit MedPost.com. So when you're feeling flu-ish, get your flu test at MedPost Urgent Care. Six greater Memphis locations in partnership with St. Francis Healthcare. MedPost is open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day.
Landers Auto Sales. They got a large inventory, over 300 vehicles to choose from, like the 2018 Jeep Wrangler, which is exactly what I'm in right now. I love that vehicle. You'll love it too. They got more of them out there on the lot. They got lots of goals at Landers, but their number one goal is simple, and that is to ensure their customers are totally satisfied. So get down there and let them show you how they make it happen. Go visit them, Goodman Road in South Haven, or on the web, LandersMemphis.com. Landers Auto Sales. If it doesn't say Landers, you pay too much.
Today, the demand for data analytics professionals is high. The computer and IT sector is projected to grow 12% through 2024. That's nearly 500,000 new jobs. If you're a degreed professional interested in advancing your career in technology, you should check out CBU's Data Analytics-focused Master of Science in Computer Information Systems or our Data Analytics Graduate Certificate. Learn more about these tech-focused programs on our website at cbu.edu/GEP. That's cbu.edu/GEP.
Hello, Memphis. Brett Clark here, operating partner of Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. I get asked all the time what I mean when I say we use food and wine to create memorable times. It's things like bringing a selection of shawls to your table in any color to match your outfit if you're a little chilly. Or, if you forgot your reading glasses, we bring you a box of reading glasses labeled for gender and intensity. Or if your phone is about to die, we'll bring you a portable battery. Add this to things like our Fleming Prime Steaks and a wine list with over 100 selections, and you have a meal to remember. Come experience the difference at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, where we use food and wine to create memorable times.
Remember the first time you drove a manual car in traffic? Everything was fine until the dreaded hill. Could you do it? Could you let the clutch out just enough to avoid hitting the car behind you?
Come on.
In life, uncertainty can stall your momentum. But with First Horizon, a bank that has a deeper understanding of you, your path, and every challenge ahead, you'll be amazed at what you can do in the clutch. First Horizon, understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
A powerful threat
calls for a greater response.
Some battles must be faced together, and you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Locker room, so that was inaccurate, and I think that, you know, Eli doesn't have this kind of, you know, prankster type mentality is inaccurate also, but he's one of the best, and he's thoughtful about it, Mike. He plans it. It's not spur of the moment. He kind of targets somebody, and he goes for it, and I have to give him credit for that.
Absolutely, and we're running up against it here, but I just want to get a couple things in here. Speaking of dinner, your dad texted me after, you know, we put out the career earnings, and he said, why am I still picking up the bill? So can we make sure that you take care of Archie and Olivia the next time he goes out to dinner? Can you guys do that?
All right. We'll do that. Right. I mean, you know, it's just something he likes to do, I think. And maybe Eli and I haven't really asked him whether he cares about it or not. But, you know, while he's offering, we're still going to let him.
Yeah, I think he's done offering from what my text read. And the other thing is, don't think this is the end of the Mannings, by the way. Cooper's son, Arch, has been lighting it up. So in a few years, we may be talking about the next generation of Manning quarterback in the name of Arch Manning, Cooper's kid.
But, well, real proud of him, and hopefully he can just be a freshman and a sophomore and breathe a little bit. And you know, the recruiting and the attention has changed. It was, you know, when Mike and me or Eli were getting recruited, it starts so early now. But certainly, for the first time in a long time, you know, me or Eli won't be playing on a Saturday or Sunday. And so it's been a fun run. And like I said, I truly will, you know, miss watching him play. And he's done it the right way for a long time. And as a quarterback and as a brother, just really, really proud of him.
Well, listen, we appreciate you sharing some thoughts with us. I know you couldn't get up there for the press conference today, but thanks for being with us and sharing your thoughts about what Eli meant to you as an NFL player and as a brother. Always good to talk to you, Peyton. Thanks.
Guys, thanks for having me. Thanks.
Anytime. All right, listen, the brother stuff, atomic wedgies.
The most fun is going to be in the family stuff because they're not throwing roses at each other at family get-togethers, that's for sure.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.